Sanders.
TV quality sound, commercial free, interruption free.
I honestly enjoy every minute.
I love this show.
Wonderful. It really is. I'm very glad I got it.
U2's Pop Invasion.
Hey, it's Jed the Fish, and I need your help. I've got you two here in the studio. We need questions. 888-POP-1067. It's the Pop Invasion with you two. And I'm having a little trouble understanding exactly what Howie B's role was in creating, for instance, Please, the song we just heard. What's the, I mean, explain in layman's terms what a DJ-type remixer can do to inspire a band.
Well, I mean, Howie was more than that in that he produced the record along with Flood. But one of the ways that we got to some new places was just, rather than jamming with an extra musician in the studio like, say, the Beatles or the Stones would do to try and get them to a different place, we brought in this DJ, which is, he has a library of other musicians. So we could be playing with an orchestra one minute, we could be playing with, you know, a conga player, we could be playing with, you know, been playing with, you know, anything. It's just, he's got everything on tap. So we would just jump off him. He would set the tempo of a tune with some groove. Larry would start playing with it. I just start singing.
So Larry, you found it inspirational as well to use loops?
Oh yeah, it was really a lot of fun. And the general view from a lot of drummers is that, you know, technology and loops are sort of destroying the culture. Well, I feel the opposite. I feel like, you know, bring on more, because it really helps you out.
Okay, and that's part of what you did when you went to New York, is to embrace that whole movement rather than run from it.
Yes, but I wanted to learn how to do it myself, and it was great working with Howie, and we did some stuff with him, and then I went back in and did my own things and played to those, which was sort of nice as well, so I didn't feel like it was stealing from the thieves.
The phone number is 888-POP-1067, so you can be part of this Pop Invasion with U2 broadcast. Now, who is Nellie Hooper, and what have you guys done with him so far?
Nellie produced the Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me thing we did for Batman.
Oh, he also, the last Batman.
Yeah, right. He also produced a thing for the Marvin Gaye tribute album that I did, Save the Children. He's just a great kind of... It's just a great sus. It's just a great, it's great set of ears and pretty good nose.
Enough about him. Let's talk about his girlfriend.
What's that? Yes.
Let's talk about his girlfriend.
She was extraordinary.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where'd he get her? And what did she see in guys named Nellie?
Well, she, like the rest of us, thinks that Nellie Hooper is a big black guy. When she finds out he's a short guy from Bristol, that doesn't seem to put her off.
Okay, we're going to go to the phones right now, since you've been nice enough to call 888-POP-1067. Would this happen to be someone named Heather from Kansas City?
It sure is.
Oh, wow, what a miracle. Hello, this is Jed, and you have you two listening to you right now. Do you have a question?
Oh, yes. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi, Heather.
I love you guys. You're awesome.
Awesome's a great word, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, it sums it up.
It can kind of mean anything, but it is a great word.
It is. It's the Americans, you know, use it better than anyone else. In Ireland, we say awful. And the English say you are awful.
Well, what I wanted to know is, how did you like making the video Last Night on Earth here?
Wow, that was a trip. We closed down Kansas City there for a day, and that was fun. The mayor was out. He was very cool. He thought it was fine to have a rock and roll band run riot through his city. We were making a good film. It's going to be out next week. We had Bill Burroughs, which has got to be the greatest American writer, greatest living writer. He was in our video.
He's got the greatest voice and just started gravelly.
Yeah, we asked Bill, you know, William Burroughs does a thing with guns. He does paintings with guns, and he does, you know, he does a lot of things with guns, actually. We asked him about it. We asked him about his guns that day, and he said, well, I don't have the guns with me right now, but I have quite a cane. Check out my cane.
That's a great Bill Burroughs.
And he unscrewed the top of his cane, and he pulled out a 2-foot saber. that was lying inside his gun and chased us down the street. So our memories of Kansas City were really something. And we went out in Kansas City, and there was a lot of great club music. In fact, the whole thing was pretty extraordinary. We had a great time. Thanks, Heather.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Heather.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Okay, you like Heather, can call too. 1-800-POP-1067. We'll be right back with more Pop Invasion with you too.
I feel great.
Yes. Yeah. This may sound strange. Everything
you do.
Pop invasion will be.
Erica's been living a lie.
Man, you're so pathetic.
Maria's been paying the price.
Lying around all day, smoking pot.
Erica knows what she has to do.
Watching these stupid reruns.
U2's Pop Invasion.
All right, well, that means that U2 is in the studio. We're borrowing your radio station here. U2 going to do a version of Pop Mart tomorrow night here in Los Angeles where we are. And you guys, do people ever try to meet you and act like they don't know who you are? You know, like they don't know they're talking to a famous person, like when you just encounter people? Does that ever happen?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra was like
that. Have you ever made just a complete idiot out of yourself when you really want to meet someone, you've idolized someone forever, and then you just open your mouth and just say what you think is totally the wrong thing and get embarrassed?
Yeah, I'm really a fan. I mean, I think, funny, all the bands that you meet, all the great bands are always fans as well. You know, it's just, I don't think you'd get into a band unless you're a fan. So I do get, you know, I get all funny sometimes when I meet somebody who's like Lou Reed or somebody whose work that just blows me away.
And you just kind of get nervous and don't know what to say to him. And
yeah, I met Lou Reed and he wouldn't speak to me. I was sitting there, he wouldn't speak to me for a while. And I said to his girlfriend at the time, I said, well, he really doesn't like me. I can't even speak to him. And he said, no, he actually can't speak because at Live Aid, we did Satellite of Love in this jam. And I just, you know, that was really cool for me to think that we made any kind of impression on Lou Reed.
That's right.
And since then, we've worked with him, and he did stuff on Zoo TV for us. But when I met him, I was shitting.
All right. We've got the Pop Invasion line. It's 1-888-POP-1067. 888-POP-1067. And Angel from New York, do you have a question for you, too? Hi.
Hi. Hello, Bono, Ed, Larry, Sparky.
What'd you call him, Sparky? Angel.
Sparky.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
I know why I'm called Sparky, but why are you called Angel?
Well, that remains to be seen. Actually,
keep up the good work.
Quit flirting and ask your question.
I wanted to ask you guys about your relationship with the fans, whether or not it's changed since the last tour.
There's no photographs.
Do you guys still enjoy meeting us, you know, when we hang out in front of your hotel?
You know what's getting really hard is there's a lot of professional fans out there now. They're selling our autographs off. Yeah. And it's hard to tell the difference sometimes. And actually, you know, we've got like 50 people down at the hotel at the moment outside. And there used to be times when we used to have 50 people sleeping on the floor of our rooms. And I missed that bit. And it's hard sometimes to get through the nuts to the people who actually are taken away by our music. And I miss that, but still happens, you know?
Yeah. Okay, well, thank you for your question. We got to run.
Thanks.
So we got Bono saying he actually misses the days when fans used to spend the night on their hotel room floors. All right, Deborah from Des Moines, Iowa. You're talking to you two with Pop Invasion.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
My question is, your last few tours have just gotten bigger and bigger and more spectacular. Do you ever wish that you can go back to doing the smaller clubs, college scenes?
Who wants to answer that one? I don't mind answering because there is this thing, you know, where people glorify, it was great playing the clubs and I really miss it. My attitude is, if that's what you think, then stay playing the clubs. I've always loved, even when we were like fifth on the bill playing these big places, it's hard to get 50,000 people to agree on anything. And when they're in the one place and they're agreeing on their love of this band, well then I just, you know, I'm not going to complain. I love that. As far as the opera or the soap opera of Pop Mart and all that stuff, you know, that's just a way of making it good for people at the back of the stadium. And some of the best seats at our gigs are at the back of the stadium. That's where, you know, there's people going back there. Because
wait a minute. You would sit at the back of the stadium for a U2 show?
Yeah. Yeah, I would. And I know Howie B. That's where he's spending his time when he's not working. And I know that a lot of the people who work for us go up there. But there is sometimes a bit of a fog up there. Because
if you know what I mean.
But I think it's the place for that kind of a deal. That is what all this trouble, all the shenanigans was just about, trying to make going to a stadium a special event. Because let's face it, if you don't do that, this is just the worst place in the world to be. Then you should be in a club. But you know, but recreating the 70s and standing in a muddy field where you can't hear or see anything, I think that's over. That's the last century.
That's great. I mean, it's how they take it to the next level. There, it's you too on Pop Invasion talking about the Pop Mart tour and how they are able to take it to the next level. Thanks a lot, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, let's see. This would be Noel from Anchorage, Alaska. Can you hear us? Are we yelling it loud enough for you to hear us up there in Anchorage?
Yes. Finally, I can hear you guys.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Noel, are the flowers out up there?
It's Noel, actually, but thank you.
Oh, Noel, okay.
Hey, I saw you guys in Eugene from the ninth row and in Phoenix from the back of the stadium, and it actually is almost a better show from the back of the crowd.
Ah, somebody's been following the broadcast. That's nice.
Well, how long have you worked for Island Records, Noel?
No, I haven't, but I wouldn't mind it.
Cool. I think you got yourself a job. Yeah.
You can be the local rep in Anchorage for Island. So do you have a question for you, too?
Yes, I do. I was wondering if you guys were going to be releasing Mofo as a single. I'd love to hear some remixes.
Well, funny, we've been talking with the Underworld people about that. They came over to Dublin, and we did some work with them on that. But we had to go off on tour, and they had to go off and finish their own record. So I don't know when that's going to see the light of day. We might bring in, you know, some other people to remix it. It's really starting to happen for us now, that track. It was a while for us to get on the groove of that one. The first 2 weeks were a bit bumpy, but now it's happening.
Okay.
Live, that is, you know.
Thanks for your call. The number is 888-POP-1067. It's YouTube Pop Invasion, and this would be Sean from Stroudburg, Pennsylvania. Did I say the name of your city right?
Yes, you are.
Okay. You have a question for you, too.
Yes. You have a lot of fans, and when you guys were younger, you picked up a lot of people on the preach of saving our environment.
Yeah, yeah.
Saving the whales. You had really good videos about fighting the Russians and all that, against killing a lot of animals.
Fighting the Russians?
Are you guys following this? I'm not following.
Now we're just trying to save the record industry. Go on, though.
Okay, you got a lot of people behind you because you used to love the environment, kind of like...
And you think we don't love the environment now?
Oh, you don't?
No, do you think we don't?
No, I saw him pushing porta-potties over earlier.
Right. A lot of people are concerned that you become so commercial that you forgot your values, where you picked up a lot of fans.
Oh, this again.
Okay, well, here's the deal. A lot of people want a sign-up. You know, they want it spelled out for them. And I think we actually respect our people who follow us around more than to just keep laying that on them. We're still the same band, still the same spirit, still involved in Amnesty International,
great,
still campaigning for whether it's Leonard Peltier, whether it's what's going on in Tibet. We're just trying not to wear it on our sleeve so much, because when we did, okay, there was a giant bell jar started to come down over our head, and people thought we were marketing idealism, and that
you were doing something good when you did it.
Well, we're still doing it, but you know, you can have fun too, and you can be the baddest, brightest, boldest band in the land and actually do something about where you live and where you are. They're not mutually exclusive, and
right,
you know, that's what I want to say. And,
so you didn't sell out. You're still doing the same thing you did.
We would sell more records if we started campaigning in a very obvious way, because we would be coming on all righteous and we'd make everybody happy. And you know, you got to be careful with this charity things. You know,
you spoke for a good reason.
Yeah, and we still speak out.
People shouldn't go out of work because there's an owl that needs to be saved, but you were doing good, and a lot of people liked you because of that.
Well, and I think if they're smart, they know that's where we're still at. But you can actually be politically active and have fun. Okay, that's the deal.
Sean, he gave you a good answer. Do you like it?
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay, Sean, see you, man.
All right.
Why is that, though? The people just, you know, either have to be, you know, bleeding to death, okay, and kind of coming off all, you know, gaunt and serious before people believe that you are serious. That doesn't happen in black music. I mean, George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, can put on the most ridiculous show on earth. He can come out in his coat of many colors with his, you know, his whole stick, and he can still make you cry with some song, you know, and some story from the street. Why is it that we can't have both the funk and the spunk?
I think I can answer that question with another question. Why do you think grunge was so popular? And what do you think of the whole grunge movement?
Well, you know, there's some great bands came out of that. A lot of our mates came out of that. Some great songs.
There was a lot of tragedy to that music. There was a lot of sadness. And, you know, even fashion-wise, it was almost anti-fashion and anti-life to a certain extent.
And I think, you know, even if... I just saw even Kurt Cobain there before he checked out. You know, you could just see him rebelling against that. It's so conservative. Grunge got so strict. And it got really nostalgic. And, you know, we're heading into the next century. And I think it's extraordinary that people are still, you know, getting off on what is 70s music, you know, guitar music. And, you know, it's great that there's people like Beck around. It's great that Nine Inch Nails are kicking up you're kicking at it.
Go ahead, they're kicking up the ass. Go
you
ahead.
You know, I'm just saying, your music can't stand still or it becomes folk. And I don't want to be in a folk band. I want to be in a rock and roll band. And I want to see where this thing can go. You know what I mean?
Well, that's... you keep coming up with good answers. I could just stay here all day.
I could rant here for the rest of your life. but I bore your arse off.
Not for a while, though. Colin from Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, it's good to have you on the radio. You got
on the air. Woo!
You know what I like about Chicago, Colin? Last time I visited, you guys just have a ton of blues stations on the radio dial. Is that still the case?
Not a lot of blues stations, still a lot of blues bars out there. House of Blues has opened up, very popular. Eddie Vedder was here recently.
Okay, well, this is...
check that out when you're here.
We wrote a blues tune. It was on Zooropa. It's called Daddy's Gonna Pay for Your Crash Car.
Yeah,
and we wrote it. I'll tell you, we wrote it for John Lee Hooker was what we had in mind. And it sounds like industrial blues goes, you know, Precious Stone, dum dum dum, yeah, on your own, dum 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 dum. You know everyone in the world, but you feel alone. Daddy's gonna pay, boom, 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 your crash car. Boom, boom. Daddy's gonna pay your crash car. It just doesn't sound like the blues when we do it.
It sounded more like the blues right now than it did on the album.
Yeah.
Okay, Colin, do you have a question for YouTube Pop Invasion?
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on with the Dublin shows. There seems to be a lot of controversy, a lot of stuff going on, especially on the internet, about how it's being canceled,
Irish people, sort them.
Do you honestly think that we would do a tour of the world and not play Dublin City?
That's edge talking.
I wanted to hear you guys said it straight, because I don't really believe everything I hear on the internet.
Well,
I wanted to hear from you guys that, you know.
Well, let me tell you, we are most definitely playing Dublin City on this tour.
Excellent.
And
we're just about to announce it, actually, on Monday or Tuesday.
Next couple of days.
Great.
Straight out of Dublin.
So you should book your ticket from Chicago to Dublin now. I would recommend it.
I'm curious because the MTV promotion and everything.
I got to tell you, we've had calls from people all week that have booked their tickets and now just don't know if the show is going on.
Right.
So I guess I missed it or something. When is the show? When is it going on sale?
We're announcing it either tomorrow or the day after.
But not today?
The date?
Not
it's
today.
It's the same date as was in the schedule for the Phoenix Park. We tried to put it on a concert in Phoenix Park. We really wanted to play there, but it was in the end, it was just far too expensive, and we didn't mind not making money, but we were going to lose a fortune. And you know, when we play Dublin, it's not about, you know, anything other than putting on a great show. But okay, we're not. It's not charity either, and this is, you know, this is, we're trying to put on the greatest show on earth, and we're not gonna come in on a charity tip. That's not what this is about. Every show we've played in Dublin, we've given away the cash, and that's, you know, that's the way we do it. But we charge people in, pal.
Sounds like they were maybe trying to take advantage of you. Somebody was.
Well, no. I mean, it's just in Ireland, people are very proud of us, and we're very proud of being from Ireland. But when we play, every joke just gets on the phone, and it's like, it can be a pain in the ass.
Gets on the phone saying, what, get me in, or...
Well, no, like, just why aren't you doing house? This way? Why aren't you playing for, you know, the... you know, for Dead Cats Society, or, you know, play the gig
society.
For my dog, and that's, it's just gonna, it's, this is gonna be a great event. It means so much to us, this playing our hometown. But we want to get it right, and we want to treat it the way we're treating every other capital city around here.
Hey, Colin from Chicago, thanks for your call.
Love to your lovelies. Goodbye.
Okay.
Whoa.
Pop Invasion with you too. Okay. Who wants to introduce the Oasis song that we're going to play? Adam, would you mind doing that? We have an Adam jingle.
It's rolling.
Yeah, lay on the
so we'll okay. come, since you're taking over the radio station, this is a Pop Invasion here. We'll come out of your jingle, start the beginning of the song, then you got 21 seconds to be world famous. All right.
Okay.
Whip it out.
Made with creamy butter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Clayton! Pop Invasion!
This is the part where you talk.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be talking here. but this is Oasis. They did a few shows with us in San Francisco. They're great.
And eat them before they eat you.
Over the years, this old wagon has served our bunch well.
Brought to you by Power Bar. Power off. And now, our first casualty.
Pop Invasion by you two. Pop Invasion radio show.
It's here.
I love it.
Pick one up today.
Okay. Hey, it's Jed the Fish, and we may have a little more time for our phone calls if you want to call 888-POP-1067. 888-POP-1067. It's the Pop Invasion with you two in the studio here. And we just played an Oasis song. Are those guys fun to hang out with? You guys? I mean, what else are you going to say?
They're the best. I mean, they're fans of music, and that's what always turns us on, is hanging out with guys who listen to music.
Yeah, what were you saying about a van ride with them, Edge, the other night?
Yeah, that was wild. One came on the radio coming back from the Oakland show.
As Noel was talking about it, that was what was that cool. He was talking about the tune, so they're definitely plugged into the mainframe there. God is definitely a Catholic, and the Gallaghers rule.
They knew everything. They knew all the lyrics. It was wild.
They sang along in the van.
Yeah.
How cool.
Amazing.
How cool. In San Francisco.
We liked them.
San Francisco, in case you're listening and don't know what the hell we're talking about, Oasis did a couple of shows with you two in San Francisco and anywhere else?
Unfortunately, we were trying to get them for more shows, but they have a little bit of a problem with their entry visas, which we hope will be cleared up in the near future.
Is that due to any kind of behavior that the reputed...
who knows? Yeah, possibly. We might have had some influence. But
incidentally, we found out the date for the Dublin show, if you want to fly over there. It's Saturday, August 30th.
And it's going to be in Lansdowne Road, okay? So let's just say that right now and get it out of the way.
Jessica from Boston, do you have a question for you too?
Yes, I do. Hello.
Hello.
I was wondering if you guys are going to use any music inspired by other cultures. Like Middle Eastern sounds or things like that.
Weren't you kind of trying that when you wrote the album?
I think Passengers was inspired by a lot of, you know, instrumental music from different places. I think we're more interested in modern sounds than sort of ethnic, you know, traditional sounds right now.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that we won't be getting back into that ethnic thing later on, you know?
Great.
Okay, thanks a whole lot, Jessica. All right, is this someone named Weenie from Columbia, South Carolina? How does a girl get a name like Weenie?
It's a long story. It's not a bad thing. I'm not upset about it. It's not offensive or anything, but my real name is Rowena.
Okay.
And so it just kind of got nicknamed Weenie.
All right, we love it.
Good.
Do you have a question for you, too?
Yes. But I also wanted to say I saw the Clemson concert and just blew me away, and I love the disco ball, which was the best. And I saw the Zoo Tour, too, in Columbia, South Carolina. I don't know if you guys remember that. But
Which do you think was better, Weenie?
I really liked the Pop Mart tour. It was just so over the top. And even though that there's a lot of electronic music that everybody was talking about, I think the songs are still very spiritual, which I don't know if people notice that. I read some articles too, but anyway.
Why do people think they can't be both? I mean, somebody like Kraftwerk was such a great soul group. You know, I think there's this feeling that, like, if you have a drum machine, you must have sold out. I just can't figure that out. It's actually a racist position as well. It's just ruling out all black music.
I totally agree. I mean, because I go to dance clubs, too, and I find that the music is about the people in the club, and they concentrate on the music, and it's not the artists who are the stars. It's
That's a cool point, actually. That's what's great about club culture.
Yes, I love it. And also, I wanted to know, for like concerts that you've canceled, would they be coming through again, like through Raleigh, North Carolina?
We're trying to figure that one out at the moment. We'd love to get back to Raleigh. That would be really nice.
Okay. And I also wanted to say that if you ever get a chance to see a band called Jump Little Children, they're based out of Charleston, South Carolina. They're really awesome. I compare them to you guys who are really, really good.
Okay, we got to weasel this weenie on out of here.
Okay, we need to check out Howie B's new album as well. That's a great one.
It's really good. It's really good. We just played a song off.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, this is U2 Pop Invasion. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we're going to ask U2 about their hotel. They have a hotel over in Dublin.
Oh,
be right back.
Make more money. Everything.
Get the second one free.
U2's Pop Invasion. We'll be back.
Why can't I get a girlfriend like her?
This radio station has been seized by U2.
All right, it's Chad the Fish. This is Pop Invasion with U2. And if you are considering, if you're running this show on your radio station right now, would you consider staying with it a little longer than 1 hour, because U2 have agreed to hang out? If you don't want to do that and you want to bow out after the next song, you're welcome to do that, but we just want to let you know the option is open. Okay, this is U2 Pop Invasion, and we have the owners of the Clarence Hotel in Dublin right here. Could you guys tell me about the Clarence Hotel?
It was a hotel that when we first started...
This is Adam.
Started hanging out as a band. We were kind of underage to go to regular bars and play gigs. So there was this hotel that we always used to end up in, and there was like some strange people in there that shouldn't have been in bars, like priests and nuns and stuff like that. that whole area, that part of Dublin, it's called Temple Bar, was kind of due for redevelopment. They were going to knock it all down and build a bus depot or something. But Bono managed to persuade the Prime Minister at the time that the area was worth saving. And we bought the hotel, and Bono designed the interior, and Edge does the menus.
So is it, Carson had a question. Is it expensive to stay there?
It's a posh hotel.
It's a posh hotel?
Yeah, we didn't want it to be a posh hotel, but it cost a fucking fortune to put this thing right. And so now it's posh, but they don't act posh. But it, yeah,
can you
it
get
is.
Room service?
It's a fair
cop.
It's not as democratic as we would have liked.
We actually bought the place to have the club, because there were no good clubs in the city at the time.
What's the name of the club?
The Kitchen.
Oh.
And it is voted best club of the year by a lot of British DJs of last year.
So if you're going over there at the end of August to see the U2 show, now you know which club to go to. All right.
It's a posh hotel with a sewer in the basement.
All right. We'll be right back with more Pop Invasion. This is Pop Invasion with U2. If you have to leave us, we understand. Thank you very much for joining us. See Pop Mart Tour if you get a chance. But if you decided to stick around, you're smart! You're smart. You can give us a call, 888-POP-1067. All right, so Carson Daly, we are now impinging on your show here.
Thanks.
Yeah? Which, do you have a question for you two?
Come on in, Carson.
Yes, I have
a question. He's had a lot to say the last 5 or 10 minutes.
23-year-old punks don't have a lot of money, but this little hotel you got going, I'd like to know if I can afford it. And do they have room service at 3:30 in the morning? Because that's all that matters to me.
That's it. And we supply skateboards for anyone who checks in. You're going to be fine.
Okay, I've got some questions if you would like to ask the other members of the band. I have a little 3x5 stack of questions, and you just say, you know, hi, this is Bono, Adam, and then just ask the question or ask it however you want to. But it's a chance for you to interview each other. Bro.
Okay, I'll do it as Bill Burrows.
Okay.
Adam, did you walk or bring your lunch?
I brought my lunch.
He brought his lunch. Okay.
Keep it in the pocket there now. Okay. The Edge. What are your favorite barnyard animals, and what sounds do they make?
Cuddly toy. Sorry, barnyard. Oh.
I do a good seal. Can I do a seal?
Yeah. I can do a good seal.
I learned this from Maria McKee. Hold on.
And he's doing the fin bit, too.
I also do owls. Beat that, The Edge.
I think my favorite barnyard animal is the duck. And they go quack, quack.
Quacker, quacker.
Okay.
Make it quacker. Ah, dear. Larry Mullen. Is castration as painful as it sounds?
It hurts, man. It hurts.
Okay. Adam Clayton, complete this sentence. My favorite deviant activity with canned cheese is...
Well, I don't understand that.
Emmenthal.
Emmenthal, okay.
That's the answer. Very good. Emmenthal. Larry, come here. I want to show you something. Does this look infected to you?
What is this?
Larry is completely mystified by all this.
Totally mystified.
He cannot get far enough away from the microphone.
Larry will like this question, though. Larry, how many of your bitches work for free?
None.
Larry's our quartermaster. Okay, hold on. Okay, Edge, this is definitely for you. Okay. Please expound on light particle theory.
Light particle theory. My particular favorite particles are the light ones, myself. And
do they behave like sound waves, or are there any of them errant particles?
I think they're mostly errant.
Can I just say, The Edge, that my favorite light particles are coming out of your arse?
No, the sun does shine out of The Edge's arse. We all know that. Okay. These are... Jed, this short pants thing is really... This is serious with you.
Okay, Jed... What's the most disturbing color your urine has ever been?
Pop Mart blue, actually.
It's a blue light special, isn't it?
It was into some phenolphthalein solution.
This K-Rock thing, everyone gets all, like, juvenile at 7 o'clock. We have some, you know, there's some international datelines to consider here.
Oh, yeah, huh?
Yeah, think about the people of Hawaii, would you?
All right.
Okay.
Them people in Hawaii.
Okay, Adam. We gotta stop this.
I think that's the last one.
What's the last thing any one of you blew up?
I think it was one of those large inflatable lemons.
We're badass. We got a lemon. We're you too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because we can.
Okay. Block, rock, and beats. Let's play another song that U2 has picked out for Pop Invasion.